I am praying sincerely for our brothers and sisters that are facing difficult times right at this minute, as various governments, local and national, are making decisions that include the fact that believers cannot meet together and cannot worship together. Some have gone to the extreme of even forbidding them to meet even outside in numbers more than 10 people. And this is happening. And if you think, and this has nothing to do with the virus, by the way, and what I'm saying to you, that is, they're doing this because of the virus. But what I'm saying to you is this: what we are facing in all of this is not just a pragmatic matter of analyzing what we should do. What we're facing, and I don't have all the answers, by the way, but what we're facing is a test of our faith. It is a spiritual matter. This isn't just politics. It isn't just pragmatic dealing with a virus that's spreading. It's not. It is spiritual. And you can look at it just the same as the Israelites facing some enemy, the Amorites, the Hittites, whatever it might be. And you look at it purely pragmatically and you see it. There are men there. They're threatening. They have warfare. They win battles. And you look at it all and you analyze it just on the level of human pragmatism. But as it was for Israel, when they stood before an enemy, they were engaging in something spiritual. And if they disbelieved God, if they were not trusting God, they were going to fail before they even began. And my fear right now, amidst all that's going on, and we're analyzing data and events and decisions and what are we going to do, and at the heart of it, we're not believing God. I'm not saying anything about what we should do. My fear is that we are not truly trusting God. That's my fear. How will we respond? Will we respond in faith? Trusting God. Again, please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying this dictates a certain approach. I'm not saying this is how it must always be in every scenario. I'm simply saying this. The greatest danger now is that God's people do not respond believing Him. Now, we already see this working its way out. I'm hearing about pastors who are being asked to step down from their churches after 3 decades of service. I'm hearing of churches that are splitting in half. I'm hearing this news, and I'm realizing this isn't about masks and virus and policy. It's not about that. It's about a bunch of the Lord's people who don't trust God. They're not acting in faith. They're analyzing things purely through the flesh, by the eye. They're not living in faith. Because if they were living in faith, they'd be thinking about love for the brethren, consideration of all the circumstances, and they wouldn't be dividing the church, splitting the church, and trying to put people against one another. Now, I have done my best. Everyone here, every last person here has an opinion. And I've sought to do my best to respect the fact that everyone is entitled to their opinion. I think Romans 14:5 must be in play. Let every man be persuaded in his own mind. And such is the confusion of what we're facing. Men must be persuaded in their own mind. But given the fact, and the context of Romans 14 isn't a tragedy, that God's people are dividing and despising and talking negatively about one another in light of everything that's going on. I tell you, beloved, it's all unbelief. And the only person that's winning is the devil.